Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. And my recipes for you this week include one of my favorite root vegetables of all time, carrots. What I love so much about carrots is the immense and intense amount of flavor that they give off naturally. Not to include when we saute them, when we boil them, when we roast them. They do something amazing to all the food that we cook. So let's get started. This is my recipe for a brown butter maple glazed carrot. Very easy, very delicious. Let's get rolling with it. Very first thing we're going to do is in a saute pan, I'm going to add a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, preferably Rosenthal olive ranch. If you do not have that, anything will suffice. I'm going to add in there one Spanish onion that we're going to cut into a small dice. If you don't know what a small dice is, take a quick look into a cookbook and I promise you, you can't miss it. Extremely small. And the reason why is we want that small dice to resonate well throughout our carrots and to have a pop of flavor as you're eating these carrots. Now with the carrots themselves, what I love to do is using a julienne peeler. If you do not have a julienne peeler, very, very carefully, you can julienne the carrots yourself if you're really good with your knife skills. If not, you could cut the carrots however you desire, but I've noticed doing this with a julienne peeler, it makes life so much easier. They cost about $3 or $4 at any store, and it's totally worth it because this recipe really does pop. What I like to do is once I start getting my onions a little bit translucent in a pan, I put my carrots that are all julienned, I throw them right in. I add a tablespoon of Organic Pastures raw cultured butter. If you don't have any raw cultured butter, any butter will work. I recommend highly that raw butter because it's good for you and it's also extremely healthy and it makes those carrots have a little bit of an extra sweet flavor. I add in 2 tablespoons of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of pure Canadian maple syrup. We bring that up the heat higher. And then we lower it down after 1 minute. We don't want to burn the carrots. We just want to brown them. Salt and pepper to taste. And a little bit of dry cilantro right on the top helps this to just have a nice, earthy, fresh herb taste right afterwards. For this and many more of my recipes, look for me at www.foodietv.com or my website, www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, with Agnet West.